إحياء الدين presents فضائل صدقات تعليم سيريز. Continuing with the 12 qualities of the true ulama mentioned by Imam Ghazali rahimahullah. The 12th quality, refraining from all bid'at, that is innovative practices in deen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The 12th quality of the true ulama of the akhirah is that they strictly refrain from all bid'at, that is innovative practices in deen. If some practice becomes common among people, then this does not mean that it will be considered permissible and recognized in Sharia. Rather, true deen is following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In any situation we are in, we should always find out what was the practice of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in such a situation. Hence, it is extremely important for an alim to remain engaged in studying the practices and ways of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to understand what they did in different situations. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah mentioned, two classes of people are bidatis who have innovated two types of practices in deen. Number one, the person who feels that deen is only what he has understood from his self-study, independent research, etc., and he feels that only those who conform to his opinion will be successful. And number two, the person who worships the dunya and chases after the wealth of this world. He becomes extremely pleased with those people who earn the dunya and dislikes those who do not earn the dunya. You should leave both these classes of people as they are heading towards Jahannam. As for the one whom Allah Ta'ala has protected from being from these two classes of people, then he follows in the footsteps of the pious predecessors and emulates their lifestyle and ways. For such people, inshallah, there is great reward in the Akhirah from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has said, "You are living in a time when people's worldly desires are controlled by the knowledge of deen. However, a time is soon to come when the knowledge of deen will be used for acquiring one's worldly desires. People will try to justify their worldly temptations and desires through their deeni knowledge."